We've in our readings this morning, we have started by taking a step back historically about 600 or 700 years with those words from Isaiah right up to the time of Christ's death. We've looked at three readings that have described the events of that first Good Friday. And I couldn't help, as I sat just there, looking up at that amazing stained glass window depicting the crucifixion of our Lord. I'd like to begin by telling you a story, and it goes back to 18th of January 1998. Has anyone heard of a man? This isn't a quiz, but or a test, by the name of George Borg. Really interested to know if anybody remembers that name. In a minute you might go, ah, yes. Well, a Maltese man believed to have been drowned in the Second World War when his ship was torpedoed in the Channel has been found living as a tramp in Sidmouth, Devon. It was believed the man had suffered brain damage and amnesia when his ship had sunk, and he has no clear recollection of what he'd done for the first 40 years after the war. His incoherent speech made little sense until someone heard him mention Don Mintoff, the former Prime Minister of Malta. With the help of a British nurse in Malta, a campaign was launched in local newspapers to identify him. Last year, Sister Rosina Aplunia, a Maltese nun, wrote to say that he could be her brother, George Borg, believed drowned in 1941. A tattoo of a cross on his heart, on his arm, he'd had done when he was a young man, identified him. After searching through 10 layers of clothes, they found it. And so George, who was 79, would soon be off to Malta with his sister. He had been identified by his tattoo. Little had he realised when it was done that many years later it would be a means of recognition and ownership. He would even be unconscious of its presence, so accustomed would he be to it. I love it that the identifying mark of George Borg was a cross on his arm that he'd probably forgotten that he'd got until somebody peeled back 10 layers of clothes and he was identified. And it may be surprising to many Christians to find that we too have been tattooed. When we give our lives to Christ, to God by having Jesus as our Saviour, Scripture tells us that we are marked by a seal of the Holy Spirit, tattooed by the Holy Spirit. Paul infers God has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Sealing in this scenario of the Old Testament means to stamp with a signet or a private mark. A bit like that cross on George, identifying mark for security or preservation. See, God knows we are His. The day-to-day process of life may hide or obscure that mark in our lives. But underneath the layers of our lives, it is there and always will be. His seal of ownership on our lives. That's why times like today, Good Friday, and other times where we celebrate communion, which we'll do shortly, are so important to us because they remind us whose we are. Not who we are, but whose we are. Who we belong to if we trust in Christ as our Saviour. We belong to Him. Maybe today can be a time where we evaluate our lives. Maybe as we take communion and maybe even consecrate our lives once again for making time for intimacy with our Father. Time that, unless we're intentional about it, just gets squeezed. Other more important things can take place. When we betroth ourselves to each other in marriage, we seal our promise to each other with a ring, much like a gold tattoo on our finger. This is my pledge to be together forever with my wife. And in the same way, God has betrothed Himself to us, for He loves us deeply and will not let us go. And in fact, there is nothing He wouldn't, or should I say, nothing He hasn't done for us. Because He has done the only the greatest thing in sending His Son. He gives us eternal life. We may get amnesia about God, but God never forgets. Isaiah 49:13-16 tells us, "Shout for joy, you heavens, rejoice, you earth, burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts His people and will have compassion on His afflicted ones." But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget a baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. How difficult is a mother to forget her child? But God says, even if she would forget, I will not forget you. And the next verse, "See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands." What does that mean? Well, actually, there's a picture of it up there. He has engraved us on the palm of His hands because those puncture wounds remind Him of us. We are tattooed on God's hands. Our name, your 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 name is tattooed on His hands. He will not, cannot. It's impossible for Him to forget you or to forsake you. It's amazing to think that the Son of Man became the servant of man. And we're going to look at that in a few minutes when we take communion. The servant of righteousness became the servant of those who were the servants of sin. He bore the sin of us all and received the punishment due for our sin so that we could receive pardon. We may have to suffer some of the consequences of the actions we take in our lives. But in that place of the cross, where that great and beautiful exchange happened, where He took our sin and gave us life and forgiveness forevermore, He has borne in our place the alienation we deserve. He was alienated from His Father until the third day when He rose again. The two most significant events in the Christian calendar. Good Friday, we celebrate it today. And Easter Sunday, we'll be here again at 11 o'clock, anybody wants to come. And we'll celebrate the risen Lord. Amazing. That scripture that was read so well earlier for us told us. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. Isaiah, 700 years before it happened. The punishment that brought you and me peace 2,000 years later was upon him. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What an incredible moment in history. What an incredible blessing that we're able to stand here and talk about it freely and celebrate it and remember it. Jesus came to suffer as our big brother. In that story of the prodigal son, which I'm sure many of you know, the younger son took his inheritance while his father was still alive, went away, squandered it, came begging back to the father, and the father threw his arms around him. But the big brother in that scenario, his duty as a big brother was to go chasing after that younger son and to bring him back. To bring him back into the fold, to love him, to care for him. He was the big brother, he was responsible. But he didn't fulfill his duties as the big brother. But our big brother, Jesus, fulfilled his responsibilities towards us before God. He made us right with God. Isaiah, let me remind you of that verse, Isaiah 49. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. What an amazing reminder that our names are forever etched on his hands. You know, when we go to heaven in our brand new bodies, my suspicion is that Christ will still have those marks on his hands. Wow. God Almighty. I'd never, till a few years, thought that I was engraved on his hands. As a permanent reminder that he loves me and he loves you.